This call is being recorded.
In other words, make it yours. Make it your light body. And as you move into it and begin to float up above your physical body in your Merkaba, become aware of the sensations around you in this light vehicle. The sensations of the spinning of your Merkaba and the colors around you. Many will see a rainbow of colors around you. As you begin now to rise up, let yourself rise up above your body to the roof of the whatever building that you are in, and through that roof up into the sky, higher and higher. And always get this sensation of moving away from your physical body, seeing your physical body falling further and further down. And the earth, as you continue to rise up, the surface of the earth falling further and further. Get that sense of motion. Motion leads to awareness. Let yourself continue to rise upward, higher and higher above the earth's atmosphere, passing through the so-called veil that is there, a certain barrier, a frequency barrier, that is there, but it is fast diminishing more and more and more as you move through this frequency barrier that has held out the light for so long. But now you see the light streaming through this frequency barrier as if the barrier is even no longer there. It was created by electromagnetic frequency. And the light that is coming into the earth, these waves of energy that have been coming in, these gamma waves that have been coming in, are breaking this frequency down to allow the light, allow the frequency, the higher frequencies to come through now. See this happening. Not that it is going to happen, but it is happening right now in this moment. See the barrier breaking away completely, being gone, and the colors, the light shining through the clouds down to the surface of the earth. And all people on the planet, see them looking up into the sky and seeing these beautiful colors in the sky now coming through the clouds, and the clouds being puffy and white, and the atmosphere, the energy being crystal clear, as if it was all negative ions in the atmosphere. You all know how you feel when you're around a body of water, the ocean, a river, a stream, a creek. You feel those, what are the negative ions and it feels, you feel it within your body. It just brings a blissful feeling into your body, raising the frequency of your body at that point, raising the frequency of your consciousness at that point, in that now moment. Feel it as the people are feeling it now across the planet, seeing these beautiful rays of light coming through, shining through the clouds. Everywhere. And notice that there is no fear associated with this. People looking up at the sky and seeing these beautiful lights, these rays of color coming through, and there is a lack of fear. There is awe. There is a feeling of majesty, a feeling of abundance across the planet, and certainly bliss. that this is already happening now in your intent, with your intention, in the now moment. You are creating this. You are creating these frequency barrier being completely gone. You are creating the rays of light shining through. You are creating a new world, the new golden age of Gaia. See, as a result of this now, what would transpire, what is transpiring, as people everywhere, their consciousness raising, their frequency vibration raising, all thoughts of fear, all thoughts of illness, disease, all are gone in these moments. You feel, and they feel, the connectedness of all things, all living things, connected to everything, connected to the all that is the one. As you are all connected to the one, you are the one. Be the one now. Feel yourself immersed now in that oneness. Oneness that has spread across the entire planet. One consciousness. Feel yourself in that one consciousness. Again, connected to all life. Not only here on this planet, but as the connection occurs here on this planet, you then feel the connection to the entire solar system. All life in the solar system, including all of the ships and the consciousness within those ships, both the people within the ships and the ships themselves. Connected to all. Then connected to the solar sun, the solar logos, the being that ensouls the sun. Feel the connection there to that great being. Then the connection outward through the sun into the galaxy, to all of the planets and all of the solar systems, all of the beings that ensoul those planets. And each one that ensouls the solar system sun of all of the galaxies. Some solar systems having more than one sun. And to the galaxy central sun, the connectedness there, oneness, then on out into the galaxies beyond this galaxy. Galaxy upon galaxy upon galaxy. All of the solar systems within all of those galaxies and all of the suns in those solar systems and all of those central suns in all of those galaxies. To the billions, all of the life that is out there, and then all the way to the central sun of the universe, the source of this entire universe. The one source, the one creator. The connectedness of all things in this universe. Say within yourself now, I am the universe. I am the universe. I am the universe. Yourselves begin now to drift or float back from wherever you find yourself in that deep, deep expanse within yourself, deeper levels of consciousness. For it has always been the kingdom of heaven is within, it's not outside of yourself. Is all within. The universe itself is within. Find yourself drifting back now in your Merkaba, back toward your physical body. Feel the immersion back into your physical body. And continue to have your Merkaba, your light body surrounding your physical body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. This is Ashtar. I come at this time to be with you in these moments and to help you to understand more and more through this ascension process that you are in now, that it is a moment-to-moment basis. It is something that you have been preparing for, planning for eons of time. Understanding your sense of time now in this three-dimensional space. For you are moving into the sense of no time. But in order to do that, you must first overcome the various programming that has you ensconced within the sense of time. Time is irrelevant. Time is just a part of the frequency that is here in these moments in this third dimension. It is not truly relevant outside of this dimension. But as you are still somewhat in this dimension, certainly at times, many of you find yourselves highly more and more in the fourth dimension, and even yet sometimes in the fifth, when you feel that sense of bliss come over you. When you feel that sense of being in no time, when you feel the sense of spaciousness around you and within you, that feeling of being lost within yourself, that is the fifth dimension. That is the higher frequencies that you are all longing to find yourselves in more and more. And we are all attempting to assist you in that process of moving through these lower frequencies into the higher frequencies. But now that the clouds are parting, in the sense that the frequency barrier is opening and becoming more and more fully open and dispersed, and allowing for the rays of love to come through, this is what is occurring now. As you look up into the skies, more and more of you, and you are seeing these colors coming through, you are wondering, you have been wondering, what is this? This is that frequency barrier dropping and allowing for the higher frequencies of love to come through. As you are preparing now in these weeks and these months ahead, always being in the present moment as you prepare for the next moment and the next moment after that, which is leading you in this ascension process, taking you to the next level. You are all, my friends, moving to the next levels within you. But in order to do that more and more frequently, more fully, you first need to let go more and more of that old programming. That old programming that, yes, has you contained within the sense of time more and more. That old programming that keeps you from realizing your dreams. It keeps your imagination from becoming alive within you. All of that programming you must let go of more and more, until the point where you arrive at the zero point within yourself, that point where all of consciousness comes together in the one moment. And at that point, you realize fully who you are, fully what you are here for, fully all that you are about. That moment also, the power within you rises. That power that comes from deep, deep within you at the molecular conscious level and rises up, and the source of your being becomes your all in the moment. That is where you are all headed. That is where you are all in the process of becoming right now. So allow that to continue to come through you. Be in the present moment. Know that you are in the present moment, and do everything that you can to find that neutral space within yourself, where nothing outside of yourself matters anymore. Where you find yourself completely out of judgment of yourself or others. All of the sense of fear is gone. Where sadness is replaced by joy. Where fear is replaced by love. That is the process that you are in now. In these next weeks and months, as the ascension becomes more and more prevalent within each and every one of you, where you become more and more fully aware that you are in that process. Maybe not that you have fully ascended, but that you are fully in that process of ascension. That is your preparation now, in these moments. Do everything that you can to prepare. Prepare for the event that is coming. And in the higher realms has already arrived. It is all up to you, my friends, my brothers and sisters. All up to each and every one of you. For it only takes a small percentage of the entire population of this planet to alter the course of history, just as you have already done, to alter the timelines, to move into a timeline, into an ascension timeline, rather than a destruction timeline. You have all passed beyond the point of destructive timeline. Now it is all about creating the life that you want, creating the planet that you want, creating this new golden age that you want. I am Ashtar. Continue to create a life, the consciousness that you all intend and have intended for many thousands of years to come to this very point, to come to this very moment, this moment centered in the new dawn.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, standing by, and we are ready to go with your questions. We do not have direct message at this point, do you, Shoshana?
No, not at this point.
Very good. Then we move on with questions, if you have any. And certainly your questions often lead to certain messages that can come to you. And we welcome your questions because they open up a new world of understanding for you. But as we said the last time we came together here, we have said that the idea of questioning will not last forever. Now, certainly, what does forever mean here? We are not talking about soon. We are talking about the idea or the need for questioning outside of yourself will become less and less and less as this ascension process continues on. And more you will turn within yourself and find those answers which have always been there. You will find those answers there as you need them. As the need arises, the answers will come, the guidance will come. Just as it comes now from those of us who are here to assist and guide and mentor you through your ascension process here. Do you have questions now for one who serves in Shoshana?
Now you can unmute your phones. My goodness, is anyone out there? There we go. No questions?
I have a question, but it's kind of personal. I guess it could be applied maybe to everyone. Is that okay?
Yes.
I have been trying to just make my living through my truth and in more of a spiritual way. I'm just at a point where I might need to do like a normal type thing to bring in money, and I just want to know if should I just stay the course and just, you know, follow the path of spreading the light, or should I also just do a different thing to just alleviate the pressure? I just don't want to like sell out, basically. So I just was hoping to get a higher perspective on that.
First of all, there are no shoulds, and you do not need to be concerned about selling out, as you are using that terminology, because you are in a process of moving through the ascension here, through your ascension process. And as in along the way, though, you need to, what is your saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So if you are needing to associate yourself with finding a way to make more money to be able to sustain your life so that you are not depressed, so that you are not stressed, and which can then lead to various illness and sickness and all of these things and sadness, then you need to do what you need to do in the moment, but not in the terms of creating stress by finding yourself in a job that is something you do not like or you do does not bring you fulfillment. Look first for that which brings you fulfillment, and then you will find that which brings the money as you are needing to find your survival, to keep yourself stress-free. You see? It is all a process. But you need to do what you need to do so that when, as you are doing it, then you can also do what you want to do as well and have the means to do so. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, Shoshana? Yes, Shoshana?
We can share on this, dear sister. May we share our perspective?
Yes, please.
We hear words that are words of separation. When we view a situation as normal, not normal, something that is outside of ourselves, we don't remember who we are. You have a strong light. You have a contribution that you can bring to any situation that will uplift the situation, you see. So with all the things that you are today in terms of your own spiritual advancement, that which you can bring to a situation would be amazing. So when you say, you may not wish to do something normal or that you are a sellout, there, those things are the furthest things from the truth of who you are. You can create anything you wish to create, and if your higher self is pushing you towards another avenue of creation, remember who you are in that process and what you can bring to the situation. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Yes, thank you. My dog.
Namaste. Namaste.
And did not someone write a book called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow? That is the understanding of exactly as we are speaking of here.
Find something that is enjoyable to you and that can bring light to those around you. And the money, the need that is handled or supplied by the money will be taken care of here, you see. Are you okay with this now?
Yes, I feel like that's what I've been doing, is just focusing on spreading the light, but that's not bringing me very much money, so that's why I asked that question.
Yes, do what you need to do. Do what you need to do. And this goes for all here, not only this one who has asked this question, but it applies to everyone. Are there other questions here? Anything further? Very good. Then, Shoshana, do you have any closing message you wish to give here?
We wish to say to all that it does not matter what the task before you is. What matters is who you are in the process of fulfilling that task. And that each of you is so more advanced than you can recognize. And you can contribute much to the world just by being who you are. And in that process, you will create a change, not only for yourself, but those that are around you. Namaste.
And we would say in closing here that as Ashtar has given, and many have given here as well, many of us have said this many, many times here, that you are in that ascension process now, and you are coming closer and closer to the moment where you find the zero point within yourself. And in order to move to that point, and to be able to experience that point, then you need to do certain preparations. And those preparations are all about letting go of the programming, moving beyond the programming that continues to hold you back. And whatever is needed to help you, assist you, to be able to move beyond that programming can be very, very helpful. Yes, it can happen within a flash. It can happen with the event, the solar flash. It can bring about in that moment. But would it not be better if you were prepared more and more for that moment of the flash, that moment of the event, so that you can fully experience the bliss that associates with it, rather than the word we are looking for here, that many people will experience a sense of awe-ness and a sense of not being able to understand what is going on, what is happening, whereas those of you can be in that blissful state and experience the oneness at that moment as it is intended to be. Okay? That is all we have. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
And thank you so much.
Namaste. Thank you.